Well, Christian, as we take a look at what's happening market-wise today, kind of a mixed day. No surprise, we've got a little bit of pressure going on because of where we are planning progress. But as we look at the numbers, are we just trying to kind of gauge as to where we're at ahead of those numbers come out Monday afternoon?
I think you're going to see a pretty good section of the country got a lot planted. You know, I believe the record for a week is like 41%. I don't know if we can break it, but we might challenge it or get close to that. And it is kind of some mixed bag because in some areas people are getting done, and in other areas people are still a little bit struggling. Now, I know some places in Iowa got a lot of rain last night, and it depends on if you're under the right, you know, cloud or not, and some people, you know, don't want to get as much as they did because they were up to 3 to 4 inches in some places. So it's you're going to see a lot of corn that they get planted. Now, it's a really interesting trade today because you still have the old crop with some pretty strong basis levels, and that's what's rallying here today, and then new crop is down on the corn side of things. Beans had some pretty good export sales to China, so you're balancing that market, especially on the old crop, a little bit. And then wheat just really doesn't have a lot going on. You got some technical weakness, especially in Chicago, and I think that's what's kind of dragging on the wheat market right now. There's not a lot of news in that market. Minneapolis for a little while was trading a little bit higher, but wasn't able to hold its gain. So the one thing I think of note, though, in the markets that are keeping pressure, especially on some of the new crop months, is the dollar is up really strong here today. You're over 84% and up 68 points. That's causing definitely some pressure on commodities.
I thought it was interesting that Brazil's moving back into the marketplace, but this time it's something their government has done. It was saying they were going to do some modernization of those locks and dams. You'd think the dock workers would want something like that.
You would think so. You know, they've had such issues over there for a while, and it seems like anytime they're starting to get things squared away, then something else comes in and kind of changes the whole boat. And so it's just it's kind of crazy that they can't seem to get really the right fit for what they're trying to do over there.